The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There are growing concerns over deep fake naked images of women on social media apps. And the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre is calling on the government to implement a full awareness campaign around deep fake images. I'm joined by Rachel Morrow, Chief Executive of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. This is the latest development, I suppose, in deep fakery, that you can take a person, that perhaps someone you know, and you can supply a picture of this person fully clothed, and you will get in return via the app a picture of them naked or video of them naked.
Yes, you can use deepfake AI to create images, to create video, to create audio. They are incredibly realistic. They take the images, as you said, perhaps somebody that you know or a celebrity, a friend, a family member, and you put them into an AI generator, and what it spits out is sexualized content. Some people refer to it as deepfake porn. There's lots of websites that are easily accessible, and it's extremely worrying, not just the content itself, but the proliferation and the accessibility of this type of imagery.
Now, these apps, are they available via social media sites, or is there still some policing of social media sites?
There is still some policing of social media sites, and this was brought to our attention at a particular website by a journalist in The Journal, and he was being fed through advertising a link to download an app that would generate this imagery for him. So he queried this with us. I believe that since it has been taken down, which is obviously very welcome, but these websites exist.
He got it via social media.
He did get it via social media. But these websites, as I said, are very, very accessible, and there are hundreds of millions of videos and people who are victims of this, and many of them don't even know that they are a victim, because, you know, they aren't using the site themselves.
And I mean, it's safe to say it's not their body. Like, the whole idea that they can see through clothing is one of the lines they use. Of course, it's not that they can see through clothing. They're using another body.
Absolutely.
And attaching it to the facial image of the victim.
Yes, so it's AI generated. So it's using the tools that we now have through AI to create something that isn't real. But I think that some people may think that that doesn't mean that there's a victim. And our message is that there are many victims. We hear about it in Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. There's new legislation going through in the UK, and many women have been speaking out about this problem because of that legislation. Many of these people are celebrities. There are politicians who have been particularly targeted. And I suppose this is a new form of controlling women, because when women are successful, look at Taylor Swift, there was a lot of coverage about it when it happened to her. And X was very slow to take down the imagery that was associated with her. But women are being targeted, successful women. And I suppose for successful women or well-known women or celebrities, they have a platform that they can talk about this. But for other people who maybe don't have that platform, it is very, very traumatizing.
And do we know whether this is being used as kind of revenge porn by people? Maybe they still have quite respectable images of their ex, but because they want to get back at them, they then put out images which are faked, but which, because they used to be boyfriend-girlfriend, people might believe are real.
I'm sure that there are instances of that. And it's, you know, when we hear victims talk about this, it's the hyper reality that it's, you know, some people say it's such a visceral experience to see themselves, because it looks like them doing something that they've never done. And they're, you know this, Pat, that there's many barriers to people speaking out about sexual violence. So we have all those, you know, fear of not being believed, or, you know, not thinking it's serious enough, thinking they're in some way to blame. All these still exist. But then there's the strange reality that it's actually not real. And where do they sit on that? What does that mean? And what's the legislative environment in which that exists, and the social environment?
Now, let's talk about the law. I mean, we have the so-called COCO's law. Is that effective in combating this kind of thing?
So COCO's law exists, and it's a really great piece of legislation. And we believe that deepfake imagery and videos and audio would be covered by that legislation.
I mean, the official name, the Harassment, Harmful Communications and Related Offences Act of 2020. That's its proper name.
Yes. And it commenced in 2021. So we've had a few years where it has been law. As far as I'm aware, there have been no prosecutions that relate to deep fake imagery, whereas there have been a significant number of prosecutions for other provisions within the bill. So one of the messages that we would like to get out there is to encourage people who have experienced this and have been a victim of a deep fake imagery crime to contact the guards, and let's try and get some prosecutions. But I also understand how difficult that is. And for anybody who doesn't want to do that, or maybe that's not the right route for them, they can still come to Dublin Rape Crisis Centre and get counselling and support.
I'm wondering, in those cases, you know, where you are talking about someone who goes to the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre because they have been raped or sexually assaulted, and they would have to be a witness in the prosecution that follows. In this case, they might not have to be a witness because the material is presumably there.
Yes.
And it's demonstrably fake.
Yes.
And if you can find the perpetrator, you could take them to court without the necessity of actually appearing in court. And obviously, the materials adduced in evidence would be not revealed to the general public.
Yes. And we'd, as I said, would encourage people to come forward because it, as I said, it's not victimless. We know that it has a traumatic effect. We've heard people speaking out about this and how dehumanising and demeaning it is when you experience something like this. It seems, you know, we're not living in a dystopian, this isn't a dystopian future. This is now, this is happening now. And there are millions and millions of victims. And yet we have no prosecutions yet in Ireland. So I think that maybe we need to reflect on that.
Whether we need very specific deep fake legislation, because, I mean, do we know whether children are being exploited in this way, and males perhaps too?
Absolutely. It's not just women, although it is the very significant majority of victims are women, as you see in sexual violence more generally. But there are, on some of the websites that I looked at before talking to you, you could undress a man if that's what you wanted to do. I know that hotline.ie have been out recently talking about some of the child sex abuse images that they have they've managed to remove. So hotline.ie as well would be a place to contact if you've experienced this yourself, and they can help you get the images down. But really, I think we need to consider what it is that we need to do to stop this from happening. And I think that that's a social, it's almost an existential issue. Who are we as a society? How can we let this happen? We saw in the case of Gazelle Pellico that there was massive numbers of people who, given the opportunity, committed a crime. And I think that this is the same, that people feel that, you know, this is just me and the internet. And it's not. It's women and it's girls. And it's really, it's not right. And I think that we need to consider, as I said, who are we and who are the people who are committing these crimes?
Do you find in the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre that the impact of the modern preoccupation with porn among young people is having an effect on the way people who are victims of sexual assault are treated?
I think that there is absolutely an issue with dangerous porn that creates an expectation in real life that women are like what, again, primarily men, but not always men, see in porn. And I think that we have witnessed in Dublin Rape Crisis Centre that in amongst our counselling clients, that they're speaking about allied violence to the sexual violence itself. So that there's physical violence, there's psychological violence that is happening alongside sexual violence. And I think that that's creating a very dangerous environment for women. And yes, porn does have a part to play. But again, it's probably a symptom of a society that is broken and that is increasingly misogynistic. And when we consider these deep fakes, and we hear Trump earlier talking about what is fake and what is true, we're in a situation where truth doesn't seem to have the value that it had before. And that is of concern to us in Dublin Rape Crisis Centre.
Some of the comments coming in. Social media is all about revenue. Surely any platform that carries this disgusting behaviour could be banned or hit with massive fines. Again, you know, they will say we're only platforms. And now that they've abandoned it, it would appear that Meta and X have abandoned all kind of standards, where are we to go? Could it be that the upside of these deepfakes might be that they will be so common that they'll be regarded as just stupid and no one will take any notice of them?
I think that one of the problems is that they are so common and that they're so accessible. And I think that the people who are victims of this, they are not objects. They are not commodities that can just be used and abused. You know, these are people. They are people like me and you and our friends and our family members. They're everyone. And we need to tackle this problem like it affects everyone, which it does.
Rachel Morrow, Chief Executive of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Rachel, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.